This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Demonstrators against police brutality gathered Sunday night near a police precinct on Portland's north side. Police say the demonstrators have blocked traffic near the precinct. Hundreds of people gathered for rallies and marches Saturday night as often violent demonstrations that have happened nightly since George Floyd died and hit the 100-day mark. Molotov cocktails thrown in the street during a march sparked a large fire and prompted police to declare a riot. Police confirmed that tear gas was deployed to defend themselves and said 59 people were arrested, ranging in age from 15 to 50. The mayor of Rochester, New York, says reforms are coming to the police department as community elders seek to bring calmer minds to a fifth night of demonstrations over the March death of Daniel Prude, who lost consciousness after police held a hood over his head. Mayor Lovely Warren announced that the crisis intervention team would move from the police department to the city's Department of Youth and Recreation Services at a news conference Sunday. Police Chief LaRon Singletary said he supports the need for reform and is working with experts and clinicians and getting services for people with mental health issues that bring them into repeated police contact. More than 1,000 protesters gathered for a march led by community Rochester Sunday night. India is now second behind the United States in the number of COVID-19 infections, with more than 4.2 million cases, surpassing Brazil, which now stands at more than 4.1 million cases, the U.S. at more than 6 million cases. Another milestone was reached Sunday, where globally there were 27 million infections. That number has since grown. There are more than 883,000 deaths from COVID-19 globally. This is VOA News. A powerful typhoon damaged buildings, flooded roads, and knocked out power to thousands of homes in South Korea after battering southern Japanese islands. Korean forecasters warned of heavy rain and wind as the typhoon made landfall, but it's expected later weaken to a tropical storm. Cars struggled to navigate flooded roads in coastal cities, and more than 1,600 residents were evacuated due to the possibility of landslides and other concerns. Haishin plowed through Okinawa and other southern Japanese islands over the weekend. One person was lightly injured in Busan, and Japanese officials said that at least 20 people were injured, and NHK Public TV said 4 people were missing. Almost 300 Rohingya Muslims were found on a beach in Indonesia's Aceh province Monday and were evacuated by military police and Red Cross volunteers. The group arrived from one boat and were given shelter and other assistance. Another boat of 94 hungry, weak Rohingya had been found off Aceh in June. Hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims have fled Buddhist-majority Myanmar due to a military crackdown, and many live in densely crowded refugee camps in Bangladesh. Rights activists fear large numbers of Rohingya have gone to sea, fleeing ongoing persecution in Myanmar and hardship in the camps in Bangladesh, where traffickers may promise the refugees a better life abroad. In Mexico, feminist groups and family members of missing persons continue to occupy the offices of the National Human Rights Commission on Sunday, as they called on the government to take more action to combat gender-based violence and locate missing persons. The building was initially occupied by missing persons' family members and advocates Thursday. On Friday, the feminist groups joined the protest. On Sunday, one activist knocked down the lettering at the office's entrance, while others hoisted a sign over the exterior reading Occupied House of Refuge. Activists have placed a barricade in front of the building and hung posters. Mexico has been blighted by violence of all kinds for many years, with successive governments failing to tackle the problem. According to the latest data available, more than 34,600 murders were registered last year. That's a record. The president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, promised to reduce the violence with a new strategy after taking power in December of 2018, but homicides have continued. China has reportedly suspended full renewal of press accreditation for some journalists at U.S. media outlets in apparent retribution for Washington's targeting of Chinese reporters working in the United States. Atlanta-based CNN said its China correspondent was among those given a letter authorizing him to continue reporting for the next 2 months instead of the usual one-year press card. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.